You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The FWA podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the latest edition of the Football Writers Association podcast. Good to have you with us. We're looking ahead to the international friendlies over the course of the next three nights. It's Dave Kellner here in the studio with Paul Hetherington from The Star on Sunday on the line right now. First of all, good morning to you, Paul.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yes, I'm in good, Nick, thanks.
I always look forward to the international friendlies because they're a precursor of what's to come in Euro 2016. And we sort of hope to get an idea of what teams are going to be fielded for those matches involving the home nations coming up very shortly. And we've got four intriguing friendlies over the course of Thursday, Friday and Saturday. And we'll start with Wales versus Northern Ireland. This is at the Cardiff City Stadium on Thursday night. Wales are 13-10 to win the game here with William Hill. The draw is 2-1 and Northern Ireland in the betting at 12-5. Northern Ireland haven't beaten Wales since 1954, Paul. But they've got a good chance here because Gareth Bale and Aaron Ramsey are both missing. And as we know with Wales, those two players are key for them.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. That is a significant thing about this particular friendly match. In normal circumstances, you'd probably be looking for Wales to win this game if they were at full strength. And obviously, Gareth Bale is so crucial to their side because you're talking about a genuinely world-class player. But as you say, no Bale, no Ramsey. Obviously, Northern Ireland have suffered a major blow themselves recently with the loss through injury of Chris Brunt, and you know that is one of the real sad stories of the season, to be honest, Dave. A good pro, he finally gets to play in a major championship with Northern Ireland, or he should be playing in a major championship with Northern Ireland. He gets this injury which rules him out. He'll be a massive miss to the Irish side as well. But I can see this being a really tight game. Wales will start favourites still, obviously. But there's a terrific feeling within the Northern Ireland camp under Michael O'Neill at the moment. And I think this will be a really close, tight game. And I wouldn't be surprised if this one was a draw.
The draw in the betting at 2-1. Michael O'Neill has brought in Connor Washington and Michael Smith. So those are a couple of players that could see some international game time on Thursday evening.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously Michael's not blessed with loads of options. He's basically got to take who he can, really, and who is available to play for Ireland. But once, players are called up, and they pull on that green shirt, they seem to be fired up and ready to go, show great pride in representing Northern Ireland. And I'm certain that, whoever Michael selects for this game will not let their country down.
The draw, the player then in Wales versus Northern Ireland. Also Thursday night, we've got the Czech Republic versus Scotland. The Czech Republic in the betting at 3-4. The draw is 5-2 with Scotland in the market at 4-1. Different story for Scotland because they haven't qualified for Euro 2016. Gordon Strachan now has to look to build towards the future and make sure they've got a good squad in place for the World Cup qualifiers for 2018. And he's chosen two completely separate squads for these two upcoming games, hasn't he? Two different sets of players.
Yes, that's indeed. Yeah, I mean, I suppose there's an element of experimentation for Gordon at the moment with Scotland. They must be feeling sort of really left out of things at the moment. It's like there's a big party going on in the summer and you haven't been invited to it. And, when Scotland look at, all the other countries from the British Isles who've qualified, then clearly it must be a bit painful for them at the moment. And, I've got a feeling this game against the Czech Republic might be a bit painful as well. I would say without any doubt at all that the Czech side will start as favourites there.
Yeah, definitely. The Czech Republic in the betting at 3-4. Only five players actually feature in both squads, with Gordon Greer, Stephen Whittaker, Charlie Mulgrew, Akichi Anya and Stephen Fletcher being in both squads. And I think we'll see Kenny McLean feature, though, Paul. He's looked strong for Aberdeen throughout the course of the season, and he's bidding for his first cap. He could be, as far as Scotland are concerned, key if they're, as they look to move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, McLean is a good example of what I've just been saying, Dave, about this being an opportunity for Gordon to experiment with players who are knocking on the door. Clearly, his full strength squad have just come up a bit short in terms of qualification. So, this is obviously an ideal opportunity for him to look at other players who he will hope can just come in and make that bit of a difference to Scotland.
Let's move on then. Fancy the Czech Republic there, 3-4 to win that game. We're going to have a look at the Republic of Ireland next. They are taking on Switzerland on Friday night. The Republic of Ireland are 19-10 to win this game. The draw 2-1 and Switzerland 8-5. And we've seen quite a lot of Switzerland recently. They were obviously in England's group for the Euro 2016 qualifiers, Paul.
Yes.
And England beat them home and away 2-0, so we know what we're getting with Switzerland.
Yeah, they're decent-sized, the Swiss, and, Swiss club football's sort of on the up as well, really. I think this will be a close game. Ireland don't tend to roll teams over a big style. They tend to be involved in pretty tight matches. But more often than not, they do enough to get a good result. And once again, a bit like Northern Ireland, there's a great feeling in the Republic of Ireland camp at the moment. I was at a function last week, a League Managers Association function, with all the home international bosses who were heading to France, Roy Hodgson, Chris Coleman, and the two O'Neills, Michael and Martin. And Martin was in great form, very relaxed, and I think that the Republic will probably just have enough to win this one.
The Republic of Ireland, 19-10 to win it. They've got a tough group, haven't they? Just looking at Euro 2016, their group, they're in with Belgium, Italy and Sweden. They have got a cracking defensive record recently, the Republic of Ireland, but that is a very, very difficult group.
Yeah, once again, I was out at Paris for that draw in December, and I saw Martin immediately afterwards, even though most of my attention was focused, obviously, on Roy in England. But I mean, Martin was beginning to wonder why he'd bothered going to that draw. He thought he'd been dealt a pretty tough hand there, which obviously he has been. But you know the Irish, Dave, there'll be a terrific fighting spirit there. They'll get great support and, don't write them off.
The Republic of Ireland maybe just to edge it against Switzerland on Friday night then. Let's look at Germany versus England, this intense rivalry, friendly on paper but anything but. Germany are 8-13 to win the game,
yeah.
The draw 14-5, England 9-2 to win this match. You're heading out to Berlin very shortly, Paul.
Yeah, absolutely right. I go out on Friday morning, and obviously this is, as you say, it's a very high-profile game. This, Germany v England, this isn't really a friendly match, is it? I'm not a great fan of international friendly matches. I'm not a great fan of friendly matches, to be honest. But you wouldn't put this game in the friendly category. It's, let's face it, it's two of the greatest football powers historically in the world. There's a fantastic, intense rivalry between them. There's a history of memorable games between the two countries. I mean, obviously, everyone looks back to 1966 in the final. But, probably one of my great memories in football was being in Munich the night England beat Germany 5-1 on that memorable Saturday night when Sven-Göran Eriksson was England's manager, and England that night were absolutely terrific. I'd love to think they could win 5-1 again this Saturday, but I can't see that happening, to be honest. Germany are very strong. This is a real test for England after the way they dominated their qualifying group. And I'll be delighted, to be honest, if England managed to come away from that game with a draw. I think that would be very good for morale, considering we're playing the world champions. But it'll be difficult to achieve. And Germany might just, with home advantage, have the edge on Saturday night. But let's hope I'm proved wrong.
Is the feeling in the camp, has it changed over the last 18 months? Is there a renewed sense of optimism there? Because they've got a lot of young players coming through into the starting lineup now.
Yeah, there's a massive change in my opinion. And obviously, I've observed it all pretty close quarters. And there's the young players who've come through have increased the options for Roy Hodgson. I think they've given a goodwill factor to the squad. I think the supporters generally are more optimistic as a result of that. And of course, the other great thing, Dave, is that we actually have a few strikers now who are in terrific form, scoring goals. There's options there. You know, we've got Wayne Rooney out at the moment, but, you know, Harry Kane, Jamie Vardy. It's great to see Danny Welbeck and Sturridge back as well in the reckoning, although I do believe that Welbeck's got a slight knee problem this week. Missed training yesterday. Hopefully he'll recover in time. But the squad is looking good.
It is. And Danny Drinkwater's in line for his first cap at 26 years of age as well.
Yes.
Paul, do you expect him to start on Saturday night?
I expect him to be involved over these next two games. Against, obviously, we'll play Holland on the Tuesday night. I can see Danny getting on the pitch. I think he's got to get on the pitch. You know, if Roy's going to call him up, he needs to have a look at him. He needs to play him. Whether he starts or not, I'm not sure about that at the moment. I'll have more idea Friday when I'm out there, but I definitely expect to see him in an England shirt. And he's had a great season. He's been one of the success stories, and a massive success story, generally speaking, at Leicester. He's a good player, Danny. Great passer of the ball.
Yeah, and with Jack Wilshere being injured and Michael Carrick being omitted from the squad, there's an opportunity for either Danny Drinkwater or Dele Alli to nail that position as the holding midfielder now.
Well, the opportunities are there, and Dele Alli's going to go to the finals in France. There's no doubt about that. He's a real exciting talent. Danny's sort of coming with a late run. And I think a bit nearer the time, it'll be a question of who's fit and available. And maybe if everyone is available, if all the options are there for Roy, Drinkwater might just miss out. So he's got to try and stake his claim now, make an impact, show to Roy, listen, I'm here, I'm ready, I can play for England.
One final question about the squad before we wrap up, Paul. Are you surprised there are no West Ham players in that squad? Mark Noble or Aaron Cresswell, two that spring to mind.
Yeah, yes, that's right. I mean, Roy does tend to pick players with informed clubs, as we see from Tottenham in particular, I suppose, at the moment. And in the past, it's been Manchester United when they've been going well. I suppose both those West Ham lads could consider themselves a bit unfortunate not to be selected. Plenty of competition in midfield these days, so that makes it tough for Mark Noble, I suppose. But the left-back situation is interesting. You know, it's not so long ago that it was all about Ashley Cole v Leighton Baines to be England's left-back.
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, obviously, you know, Ashley's moved on. He's now in America. He retired from international football. Leighton Baines has got a battle on his hands these days just to get in the Everton team at left back. So there's a new crop coming through, left back wise. Bertrand's having a great season at Southampton. Danny Rose is having a good season. But Cresswell can't be far away from that because he's having another outstanding season in a very good West Ham side.
Paul, thank you for your company. You expect the draw then? Are you hoping for the draw in Germany on Saturday night?
I'm hoping for a win, to be honest. I would be delighted if England could avoid defeat. But if I'm being absolutely honest, I've got to say I probably fancy Germany just to win it.
Okay, 8-13 Germany to win that game. Paul, have a safe trip to Berlin and enjoy these upcoming friendlies against Germany and against Holland, and we'll hopefully catch up soon.
Excellent, Dave. Thanks very much for your time.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.